Okay, so we're actually starting, believe it or not, and our 25th Vod, which give a total Hakar Satov to Hashem, because A, I never thought we'd get this far, and B, I never thought he'd give me enough material to get here either. So I'm Hakar Tov for that. So today we're going to get into the Karbonos. Not really going to get into them as much. We're going to just try to get through them, maybe the way we daven them. But basically, right after the Birch Sashachar, the end of Birch Sashachar, we have Yihirotzon Shetatzileini. And the reason we say that Yihirotzon is because the end of Birch Sashachar was in plural. This is a tefillah for the individual. This is the tefillah that Rabbi HaKadosh used to end Shemar and Esrei with. And the Gaonim placed it here after the 18 Birch Sashachar, just like Rabbi had placed it after the 18 Brachos of Shemar and Esrei. Then we move into the Akedah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us it's proper to say the Akedah every day. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not only is reciting the words enough, but you have to appreciate the significance of the words and contemplate the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the reasons we mention the Akedah is for Zechus Avos. Another reason is in order to humble the Yetzer Hara and say, just like Yitzchak gave over himself with total self-sacrifice, we need to do the same, that when the Yetzer Hara comes, we're willing to be a self-sacrifice. If Shimshon Pinkus gives another reason, he says, towards the end of the parsha of the Akedah, it says, Yana asher asisas adavar hazeh, v'lo chesachtas binchas es yichidcha, ki varech avarecha, v'har ba'ar be'zarecha, kechoich v'yashamayim. And Hashem's saying, it's only now that you went through this nesoyon, that now I can give you these brachos. And that's how Hashem continues, v'yir zarecha, sharov oivav. And the reason is in order to receive something, you need a keli. For example, if one's thirsty, you can ask someone for a drink, but without a cup, it's not going to help. And the same is here. And the same is with the Akedah. The Akedah is our keli, to receive the good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He wants to give us every single day. Just as the shofar, which again is tied b'schus Yitzchak, is the keli in order to receive the good for the entire year. He asks, he says, why didn't Hashem ask Avram to sacrifice himself? Why Yitzchak? Just, you know, sacrifice yourself. And he explains that a person knows he's here today and he's gone tomorrow. And people always want to do something that we get into history, that we remain here. We don't want to necessarily let go. Children are one of the ways that keep us here. So the Nesoyon to ask Avram to sacrifice himself wasn't much. His Yitzchak was going to be there, the Hemshech is still there, but to sacrifice the Hemshech, to sacrifice his continuation, that was a Nesoyon. And even after Avram said yes, Hashem gave him then 3 days to contemplate. You know, am I ready to give up my Hemshech? Am I ready to give up my place in this world? And he passed this Nesoyon. And at this point, Hashem said, now I don't have to give you any more tests. And that's why this specific test is a kli that's machzik bracha. And therefore, we open our davening and mention this every morning to be that kli to receive the bracha that we're supposed to get. Because otherwise, we'll lose that shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, as we have nothing to receive it in. And Rav Pinkus continues, and he says, we can't say that one who does not say Parshas HaKedah isn't Yotzei Davening, like someone who didn't say Kriya Shema, or someone who didn't say Shema Esrei, but it has a special Mila, as it opens the channels of the love Hashem has for us, and through that again, we're able to get that Shefa Bracha V'Atzlocha. Moving into more, a little more into the introduction of Karbonos. So we mentioned, when we started, the davening is like the Beis HaMikdash. And we were, till now, we were in the Ezras Noshim, and now we're moving into the Ezras Yisrael. And just as we said, the 15 Birchas HaShachar, those are connected, the 15 steps that go from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael. And we're about to enter the part of the Beis HaMikdash that only Amo, his nation, can enter. And therefore, in Ribon Kol Olamin, we mention our Yichus. We tell him we come from the Avos. And then from here we go into the Ezras Kohanim, which is where the Minig, and I believe the Yekis do this, is where they say Birchas Kohanim at this point, and not after Birchas Torah, because it's only once they enter the Ezras Kohanim that the Birchas Kohanim come into play. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, he says, Judaism is full of segulos. There's the Parshas Ketores, we say Laman Atzeach from the form of a menorah. There's the Shlissel Chal after Pesach, we daven for Barnasa specifically, and Yud Gimel Sivan, as it says, Kisval Yehudim Katov Beinechem, which was written on that day. He says that when we decide whether to say the Akedah, La'olam Yehei, the Karbonos, we should realize that if Chazal put it into davening, it's greater than any skula that there might be. And therefore, before we go ahead, and as the joke goes, before we sacrifice this part of davening, we should make a conscious decision about what we're about to do. He says also, this is part of a building. It's not that I didn't say one part of davening, but okay, I said the rest. He says if the building is missing something, it's a flawed building. And the same thing is the davening. If the davening is missing something, our davening is flawed and it does not hold in the same way. So we move into Ol Olam Yehei. And this tefillah is mentioned in Tana Deve Eliyot. And the Shivle HaLeket says that originally this was a tefillah only L'Shas HaShmad, when it was forbidden to keep Torah and mitzvos, that we had to remind ourselves that we had to be a Yerushimayim B'Seser. Despite our exterior demeanor, we had to remember who we were. And that's why the end of this tefillah says, Mekadesh Hashem Chabarabim, we were davening that we're hoping for that time when we could again do Torah and mitzvos publicly. However, others learn that the Brisa says La'olam. It's under all circumstances that we have to be Yari Shemayim. And therefore, B'Seser doesn't mean in private because of a Shas HaShmad. B'Seser means when no one's watching, who are we really when we're there, only us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rav Shimon Schwab quotes from Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. He says the word Yira comes from the word of Yare. And Yare, he says, is related to the word of Kara, which is the root of Likras, to meet. So Yira, having fear, means that a person should have that feeling that he's in the presence of, meaning that he's meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how to be understood through Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. That we're always there, and we have to, therefore, we're meeting him, and therefore fear him. Kriya Shema. The Arizal tells us one's supposed to say Kriya Shema four times a day. Once in Karbonos, once in Shachris, once in Maariv, and once when we go to sleep. And Shimshon Pinkus explains the reason we say Kriya Shema in Karbonos is because once we get to Kriya Shema later on, we're already in the Heichal of Hashem. And when we say Kriya Shema, at that point, we're Mekayim Kriya Shema Midoraisa. He says, this Kriya Shema is said while we're still outside the Heichal, and it's the preparation to going in. And he says, just like an astronaut, the astronaut has to go through proper training before he goes up into space. He can't just show up for the launch, and I'm ready, here, let's go. He says, the same is with Kriya Shema, we need the preparation. He gives another reason. He says, when we get to Kriya Shema later in davening, we've already grown. We've done the Halukas, we've gone through the Yam, we've said Kaddish Kaddish like the Malachim, and then we get to Kriya Shema. He says, Kriya Shema is supposed to be said with Mesiras Nefesh. He says, once you're ready, said all these levels in davening, and you've grown so close to Hashem, there's no Mesiras Nefesh left at that point. But before Psuk de Zimra, while we're still outside, we're still in the dark, at this point, saying Kriya Shema shows of Mesiras Nefesh, of what we have towards Hashem. We then continue and say, Atahu Atshalo Nivra, and the word who is really extra. And it's telling us that you're the who that was before, that's during, and that's after creation. You're in this world and in the coming world. And there's nothing about you that will ever change at any point. And Rav Yaakov Emden writes that this paragraph and the next Atahu should be recited with intense concentration, with much joy and simcha, because they're both wonderful tefillos and praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Atahu, Rav Shimon Schwab says, is really a tefillah should be in two paragraphs. And they both deal with the kibbutz golios being redeemed. The first paragraph starts Atahu, ends L'chol Mamelchos Haaretz. The second one then would start Atah Sisa, and end B'shuvi Yeshvu Seichem. And he explains, he says, the first paragraph, we're talking about the Kabetz Kovecha, that we're asking Hashem to gather in the Kovecha, which are the Tzadikim, who continuously look to you with hope. And they're the special people who place their hope, their full trust in you. And we daven that Hashem should bring these tzaddikim back to Eretz Yisrael. Then we come to the second part of this tefillah. And we say, Hashem, bring us home too. The ordinary people. The people that are not on a level that believe in you all the time. That trust you all the time. Maybe we're not even worthy of Mashiach coming. But in any case, include us also, you know, who's been removed from the Torah mitzvahs, to come home also. We then move into the actual Karbonos. And we're going further into the Beis HaMikdash. We're standing at the Mizbeach now. And the question that's raised is, how does saying Karbonos actually substitute for the actual carbon that was brought? And the Gemara tells us, Tfilos keneged tmidim tiknam, the Tfilos were set up keneged the carbon tamid. At the end of Parshas HaTamid, we say a pasuk that has nothing to do with Parshas HaTamid. We say, V'shachar oso al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafona. Why do we mention this pasuk here if it's not connected to that parsha? The Beis Yosef brings a medrash and says, Tov lomar ma-karbonos, it's good to say with karbonos, pasuk zeh, this pasuk v'shachar oso. As he says, it says in Vayikra Rabbah, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem said, Me'ani al-shmai v'aretz, Shemayim va'aretz should testify on me, ben goy ben Yisrael, whether you're a Jew or non-Jew, ben ishu ben isha, a male or a female, ben eved ben ama, a male slave, a female slave, b'shosh shen korin mikra zet tzafona l'vnei Hashem, when they say the pasuk tzafona l'vnei Hashem, ani zocher akedas Yitzhak ben Avraham, I remember the akedah of Yitzhak ben Avraham. So the question that's asked on the Medrash is, what does tzafona l'vnei Hashem have to do with the akedah? And the answer they give is that it's a very important concept that's connected with the Akedah. And that is called Kabbalas Yisurim. That just as Yitzchak was willing to be Makabal at that moment, so too a person who's Makabal Yisurim can become his own Mizbeach. And the Sfas Emes adds, Tzafon has a meaning of hidden. And the Pasuk is saying that we're offering our sacrifices in a way that's hidden. It's our personal sacrifices. No matter what they may be, helps us to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as the actual carbon, when they brought in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, our personal sacrifices do the same. And each time we sacrifice, in any way, it's as if we're bringing an actual carbon. And the word carbon, as we know, comes from the word krav, which means to bring close, to come close to Hashem. And as we know, unfortunately, our history has had millions of karbonos. And today, we go through different types of karbonos where we sacrifice ourselves and our children to the technology and this horrific Yetzirah that comes with it, and we have to be careful with that. The Shlach Kodesh tells us that if we want our davening to work as the karbonos did, we need to understand what we're saying, and we have to offer a lev nishbar, a broken heart, in its place. And Rav Shimon Schwab points out, Yerech means a thigh, which is a private part of the body. It's hidden, it's covered, it's a makom tzenua. And he says this special usage alludes to the concept that a person, again, can become his own Mizbeach Kapara through that Kabbalas Yisurim. He says, as it says, Kabbalah diyasri shtikusa umiboy rachmi. You should silently accept the suffering and then pray for mercy. And the Chazon Ish calls suffering the shluchei derachmana. It's the personal messengers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an individual. And we're mispalal in this pasuk saying, Hashem, save us from the Yisurim. But if chas v'sholom, something comes to us, then the response is, tikusam yivay rachmi, that Hashem wants us to quietly, privately, be awakened by that messenger of love, which is not an accident, and be mispalal for that deliverance from our tzoros. So based on all this, we now understand, the saying of this pasuk comes after the parashas HaTamid, that the symbolism of these karbonos are extended to our own, again, personal mizbeach, by Kabbalas Yisurim. And as the Medrash tells us, that by Shemayim and Aretz, they're the witnesses that, again, no matter who you are, you can become a Mizbeach Kapara through this Kabbalas Yisurim. And when you have that Mizbeach Kapara, the Zechus of the Akedah will kick in to help you in that moment also. Then we go into the Ketores. The Zohar mentions the importance to say Ketores, as it has the power to nullify decrees and makes us deserving of Hashem's Chesed. And the Ramah writes, one should say it in the afternoon by Mincha and at the end of Shachris. The Taz tells us we should really do it at the beginning of Shachris, since it's brought prior to the burning of the Talmud. The Shlach Kodesh says, and this is the way Nusach Svar does it, you should do it both before and after davening. And the Ramah says it has to be read from a written or printed source so that you don't skip any part of it. And the Kav HaChaim also adds, someone who just reads through it quickly and from memory, he will not benefit, he won't get the tzchus of the benefits that one gets by saying Ketores. Now we know Ketores has 11 spices. 10 of them were pleasant. One of them, the Chalbona, was not. And the question that's asked is, why would we put something unpleasant into the Ketores? So we know that the Ketores was very special, as the Kohen Gadol would take it into the Kosher Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. And the Zohar says that if one says again Ketores every day, he will be spared from all illness, all woe. And the Rikanti says that Ketores comes from the word of Kesher, of a connection. And the Ketores is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when Adam and Chava sinned by the Eitz Hadas, the only one of the five senses that were not involved was smell. And the Bnei Yisachar explains that the essence of our neshama is connected through that sense of smell. As the Torah tells us, V'yipach, that Hashem breathed into his nostrils the neshama. And it's this sentiment we want to convey here, that Hashem, we really don't want to do Averos. And as the Gemara tells us in Brachos, there are two guilty parties for a person's Averos. They're the Shibud Malchus, it's the Golos around us, and the Sa'ar Shabbat Isa, the Yetzirah. But the Pintel Yid within us always is pure and always remains untainted. And that's the spark that allows us to do tshuva, to come back to our Father. And no matter how far we've gone, we have that focal point that we can always use to return. And it's that sense of smell that we want to now energize in our davening. And we want to tell Hashem, we may have slipped, we may have fallen, we may have strayed far away, but deep inside, we want to be good. And we want to be pure and come close to you again. And that's what the Keteris is saying. The Chalbana is the sinners. And even though the Chalbana is the 11th, and normally, as we know, 10 is what we use for Davish HaBikdusha, the Keteris is telling us, don't count the 11th spice as a separate thing, but it's all one unit. And the Chalbana, even though he sinned and he's strayed far away, in essence, he's still good and he's still part of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Spero tells us we could go even a step further with this. He says there are many times that we feel less confident about ourselves. We feel less confident about our religious aspirations and achievements. And so, you know, we just feel we're off a little bit now. And then we come to shul and we say, you know what? Probably Hashem's not going to listen right now to my tefillah. But if we realize that we're at least the chalbana, and even though we're inadequate and maybe unworthy, but rachmana liba boy, Hashem just wants our sincerity and just wants our efforts. And maybe we fell, and maybe we're part perhaps even of the Poshe Yisrael. But we say the Ketores, where the Chalbun is mixed in, as Hashem is saying, come one, come all. No matter who you are, everybody's invited, everybody's tefillah, I want to hear. Ezeu Mekoman, and really to Rabbi Shmuel is connected to this, we say Ezeu Mekoman as the Mishnah part of Birchas HaTorah, Rabbi Shmuel is the Gemara part. Rav Shim Schwab says that since this is the Mishnah, it can't just barely be said, but it has to actually be learned. And the Shlosh says that we should say it with a niggun that you use for learning. And Rav Schwab continues and says that one's mispalel, normally, if you have a general idea of the tefillah, you don't know necessarily every word, but at least you're using the words coined by Chazal, you're at least davening. He says when it comes to learning Mishnah, comes to learning Gemara, just mouthing words and not understanding is not considered learning. And therefore, you have to know what you're actually saying here. The reason that Ezel Makoma was picked was because, firstly, there's no machlokas in it. Secondly, again, because since we're by the Mizbeach, we took something that had to deal with the halachas of Karbonos. Rabbi Spero explains also, he says, perhaps, Chazal chose this perek to tell us, again, since there's no machlokas, that we should put away our petty differences. And realize there's so much to daven for. There are so many kabanos out there. So many people that need our tefillos. And it doesn't matter what color their yarmulke is. They wear a hat, they don't wear a hat. Where they daven, where they learn. But we're all here to serve Hashem together and give Him that nachas. And put aside that machlokas and serve Him with that achdus, with that unity, as one nation, as this parak shows, the unity. Including kabanos. Unfortunately, as we said, this part of davening is often ignored, frequently skipped, and as we said, sacrificed by many. Let's hope that we rectify this indifference to this memorable set of tefillos, and in that tzchus, be able to sacrifice the kabanos at the proper time and in the proper place. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, he says, obviously davening with kavanah is, of course, the best. Again, but even saying the words without kavanah is also something. And he says, but however, we don't even sometimes do that. We swallow the words, we mispronounce the words, we mispronounce the Shem Hashem. And he says, the problem is the time. And we need to make time for the davening, and then our tefillos will be answered favorably. And just to end, says Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishbara, that the sacrifices Hashem desires are those broken spirits. And again, if we come before Hashem broken, and you know, coming to Him, especially at this time of year in Elul, realizing that even ourselves we don't own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns us, and everything comes from Him, then b'schus that our tefillos will be makabel and be accepted. The story and the homework, and if anyone knows a good book of stories, I'm starting to run out of stories, so I can use some. There was once someone davening, and Rav Levi Yitzchak was in shul, Rav Levi Yitzchak Barditchev, and he was watching this person daven, and he was mumbling through it, and Rav Levi Yitzchak was very upset. That how could you, talk to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're deluding yourself that you're really davening. So when he finished davening, Rabbi Yitzchak walks over to the man and goes, minute, 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 minute. And the guy says, Rebbe, what'd you say? And he said, minute, 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 minute. He said, Rebbe, I don't know what you're saying. So he says, so why do you think Hashem understands what you're saying? So an older person, to be down l'kav schus, this person said, Rebbe, I'll explain to you. He says, when a baby talks, when a baby's, you know, in the cradle and he you know, coos, he says the mother knows what he wants. He knows if he's hungry, he knows, you know, if he needs his diaper changed. The mother knows. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're the children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we want also, even if the words are unintelligible when it comes out of our mouth. And Rav Yitzchak was overjoyed that this person gave him this insight. However, Rav Shalom Shadron adds to this and says, this person in the story was a simple man who didn't really know much. He says, but if a Ben Torah who knows really what it is, he says, if he's davening like a baby, then we're in trouble. So we have to realize that, you know, we have to make sure that we say the words, it's not a mumble jumble, and that, you know, we're making that time and effort to put in, to be able to daven properly. And just the homework is to try to find at least one morning of the week. If you could do more mornings, it would be great. But at least one morning where you at least take the time and effort to try to go through the karbanos with a little more of a focus than we normally do.